Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This is speaking of denying Christ and turning your back on Him, not coming back. It's a very important principle. By the way, this verse follows verse 25. I jumped ahead on my notes when I mentioned this earlier. But it suggests that if we forsake our fellow Christians, it may easily lead to forsaking Christ. Amen, preacher. People who used to go to church, they ain't gonna lose their salvation. And they quit fellowshipping with fellow believers. Eventually, could they quit fellowshipping with Christ? That's the question. We see this example of Jewish believers in the book of Hebrews. They went back to the temple, sacrificing those lambs again, bringing them to the priest, their daily sacrifices. And that's where it says that there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. He's telling those believers, if Jesus' sacrifice for sin is rejected, there remains no other sacrifice that can cleanse. Only Jesus can cleanse from sins. Remember all those little lambs and goats and what are they over the many, many years that the people brought? The Bible says the blood of goats and lambs, it cannot cleanse sin. Their sins were not forgiven. It was an atonement. It was a covering. They were not forgiven. I mentioned this in... Now you know why I couldn't get through verse number 31. I mentioned this, that through the thousand years, all these millions of sacrifices that were brought to the high priest, and the other priest, day after day after day, and then finally on the Day of Atonement, they sacrificed that for the sins of Israel. Remember, the high priest had to sacrifice a lamb for himself first. Then he'd go back out and he'd put his hands on the scapegoat, and he'd sacrifice another lamb, taking it once a year for the Day of Atonement. Those never forgave the sins of the people. Literally, it rolled over to the next year, rolled over to the next year, and to the next year. And then finally, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross of Calvary, He took upon Himself the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future. What an awesome thought. Well, and He said, there was no point in looking toward the temple. There was no more sacrifice for sin there. Sorry, there remains no more sacrifice. Then verse number 27, I got to push through this. When he talks about, but a certain and a fearful looking for the judgment and fiery indignation. Okay, that judgment and fiery indignation, I have a note here. I wouldn't want to be in their socks for their shoes. Okay, the word adversaries mean opposed to. Opposed to. Then verse number 28. It ties in with verse number 27. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And we can go back, time won't allow me, Deuteronomy chapter number 17, that law of Moses about being stoned, two or three witnesses bringing accusations against that. That's what he's talking about here. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Interesting. Hardly anybody who was saved out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb entered into the promised land. Let that sink in. They came out of Egypt. How did they come out of Egypt? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And all the Israelites, the Jewish people, they put the blood over the doorpost. Remember, it pictured Christ. All those people came out of Egypt, but who went into the promised land? Only Joshua, Caleb, and all those kids under 20 years of age, in other words, even Moses, all those people died in the wilderness. Do you reckon all those people were lost? Of course not. The blood was applied, okay? I won't say they were all saved, but they sure weren't all lost. You know, the majority of them were saved people. That's all in the story. I won't go there. But the point is that hardly anybody was saved out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. Hardly any of them, that's what this is talking about, went into the promised land. Now, look at verse number 29. How much sore, that word sore, S-O-R-E-R, means worse. How much worse? Again, he's talking about believers, how much sore or worse the punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who shall be trodden under the foot of the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified in a holy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Note the comparison. How much more worse will it be for those who have trodden? They received the truth. They knew the truth. They despised the truth. They went back into the world. Again, I'm not talking about losing your salvation. And I know this may just, some of y'all say, well, I don't believe that preacher. I don't believe that for a minute. I'm glad you said that, because look in verse number 30. The Lord shall judge, what's the next word? He's talking about his people. He ain't talking about the unsaved people. He's talking about believers. Let me give you another one. Peter talked about this. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, who's he talking about? Believers. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The only reason I brought this verse out, listen, God's going to judge his people. We're saved. I know I'm treading on light, on eggshells. Okay. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying here. We're saved by the grace of God. Amen. There's no other way to get to heaven but by placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But where much is given, much is required. And God expects some things out of his people. Again, God's not going around, I don't want you to get the wrong picture. God is full of grace and mercy and love and compassion. But sometimes we need a whipping, don't we? Let me say this, and I got to quit. I still got a couple more verses. I remember when Mommy spanked me as much, if not more, as Daddy did. Because I'd much rather get a whipping from Mama than Daddy. Because if Mama didn't do it, she'd say, wait till your daddy gets home. I said, well, go ahead and whip me, Mama. Okay. She would say this, and you've heard this before, it's going to hurt me as much as it hurts you. And as a child, a parent, had kids, same kids all, I know exactly what they meant. It bothers you to discipline properly your child. How do you think God feels? When he disciplines us, he's not, boy, yeah, you need to serve. No. God is full of love and compassion and mercy. Anyway, let me move on. The Lord shall judge his people. I have a couple examples here. 1 Corinthians 11:30, the Corinthian believers, when it says, this cause shall many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And then one more verse. I'm going to leave it alone because time won't allow it. I'm going to let your mind and you. Verse number 16. Greg, put this one up there. I'm about done. Now remember, I didn't write this. If any man see a brother sin, a sin which is not under death, he shall ask. Have y'all remembered this verse? And he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. And I do not say that he should pray for it. I'm just saying what the Bible says. Okay. These verses all tie in what I'm talking about here this morning.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.